Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The Justice Department's preparing to present the Boeing Company a plea deal to avoid a trial over an alleged conspiracy to defraud the U.S. over its evaluation of the 737 MAX aircraft. That from attorneys for families of people killed in two 737 MAX crashes, briefed today. They call it a sweetheart deal with no accountability and will oppose it. There's a $200 million fine. Asylum seekers in Kent, Washington, rallying at the New Beginnings Christian Fellowship Church to call on King County officials to provide adequate shelter. They're on the streets. Stephen Gray, church member.
Part of the cost of being a member of society is helping your fellow man.
That's his response to those complaining about the cost. Hurricane Beryl, the earliest Category 4 ever recorded, headed towards southeastern Caribbean islands. People on the U.S. Gulf Coast should keep aware of it, say forecasters. Rainbow-laden folks celebrating Pride Month today with parades. This is ABC News. Wildfire destruction causing a California insurance crisis. State Department of Insurance's Michael Soler.
There are not enough options, particularly if you're in a place that has any kind of wildfire risk.
Some options are getting more expensive. State Farm insures one in five homes in California. It recently raised rates by 20% and now wants another 30%. Telling why these prices have come down, ABC's Jim Ryan.
With peak home building season coming up flat because of a lack of demand, lumber prices are suddenly down 24% from their peak in mid-March. The year began with expectations that business would boom in the lumber industry to address the housing shortage.
With Florida's ban on lab-grown meat using animal cells or a fertilized egg plus sugar, water, fats, vitamins, taking effect tomorrow, California-based Upside Foods hosted a last cultivated meat tasting party in Miami. How's that chicken?
I would say the texture itself is like a little bit different, but the taste was like really, really good.
Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Look up cheese curds. You'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk.
Huh?
Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, did you guess? It takes 10 pounds of milk, which is a big gallon jug plus a little bit more, to make 1 pound of squeaky cheese curds. Call me your curd girl for this slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Good evening, everybody. Happy Saturday. Broadcasting live from the WMDX studios in Madison, Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online at IgniteGlassAndGifts.com. Let's kick the night off with some brand new rock and roll from The Solution. It's Still Alive. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
My soul went out for a walk, but was hit by a car. Quite a surprise when you're walking alone. You thought you learned how to fly till you passed off the road. Then it was clear that something was drastically wrong. But then my soul gave instruction in positive thinking, teaching nervous business men the art of succeeding. And his lessons were based on the premise that little is wrong. You're probably still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive. My my soul went out for a walk, for a step in the back. I told it time and time again to avoid alleyways, and in the dark he never saw it coming, cause it happened so fast. Luckily he had nothing to steal on him anyway. I then my soul shrugged his shoulder, said it could have been worse. It's never better in the papers you're reading. He talked of honesty, integrity and positivity. You're still alive if you know that you're bleeding. You're still alive.
You're missing love from the start. It breaks
was thinking of. So sure that you'd make it by without us somehow. So what's the cause of all your crying out loud? How does it feel? How does it feel? How does it feel?
Your Saturday night, a little rock and roll from The Solution. That is How Does It Feel? The song before that was Still Alive, and that is a brand new song off their upcoming new CD from The Solution. We debuted that song last week here on Max Inc. Radio. It's pretty cool. Do yourself a favor, follow The Solution on the socials and on the Spotify and the Amazons, whatever out there that you stream your music on. And they have a show coming up there tonight. They're in Arkdale at the Pineland Grill. And then next week, they'll be at the Rocha Cree Lions Recreation Days up in, Adams County, up by the Wisconsin River. How you doing, everybody? Welcome to Max Inc. here on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight tonight. I'm Jimmy K, joined here with Rocker, the man of Woo! Max Inc.
What's happening, Jimmy?
And KJ's here filling in for Terry Barr tonight. Hi, KJ.
Hi, so nice to see you guys again.
You literally got here like 2 minutes ago.
Yep.
CJ from Full Mile Beer Company threw a beer in your hand, and we threw a microphone in front of your face.
Yeah, this is like the best job ever. Who wouldn't want to do this? Hey, Terry Barr, if you're listening, enjoy your vacation and take a little longer if you need to.
She's in town tonight. She's doing some stuff. She might try to stop by for the Lair tonight, too, because she wants to see our artist who's coming on the show tonight. And Rocker, we do have a fine show for the people tonight. What's coming up?
Hey, we have Full Mile Beer Company and kitchen owner CJ Hall, and we're waiting for Brewmaster Bill right now. And then we'll have Lola's High Low Lounge that's just opened up here on the east side like a year ago or so. Matt
awesome.
Girding, he's going to be in here to tell us all about their food and their vinyl and everything that's going on there. And live in the Lair with Sarah. You know, she's been, we had her on a couple month or so ago. And she's played on our stage at Make Music Madison, and she's just blowing up, an incredible artist, and we get her for an hour tonight live in the Lair.
I'm looking forward to hearing her story. We kind of touched on her story.
Yes.
About her journey to Madison and where she's from. It is a really good story. I'm looking forward to hearing more details about that, and of course, hearing the music as well. We'd like to hear your story. What's going on with you tonight? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can call or text us in the Civic Media app. KJ, I got a question for you.
Yes.
It's actually a question for everybody listening right now, because this is kind of one of those great questions for the generations if you're from Wisconsin.
Okay.
All right.
I'll do my best.
Where does the North begin in Wisconsin?
Where does the North begin?
When you say, I'm going up north, where's the boundary line for up north?
Hayward.
Hey, that's way up there.
That's pretty far.
Well, that's
north
up north there.
Yeah, that is up north there.
It starts there and goes into Canada.
Are you saying up north starts at Hayward?
I think it starts at Hayward.
That's
my guess.
Basically.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about this. I was gonna say that like the major freeway that goes through it, is that Wausau?
Because
you guys know I wasn't born here, right? But that's not north to those people. So actually, you might be right on the money with Hayward.
Yeah.
It's a good call. I'm going to go with what Rocker said.
And they have great candy stores there.
Hayward's a great place.
And the Big Fish.
We have
the Big Fish.
We have the Buzz of the North up there in Hayward here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
good afternoon or good evening to you all. You know, there's really no defining dividing line for up north in Wisconsin. It's kind of based on your relative where you are and what you believe. But what do you think? Where does up north begin? 844-967-2789. I want to hear, you know, is it maybe, was it US 10 in Wausau that goes east to west, I believe?
Again, you're asking the guy who's not from here.
Yeah, that goes over to Appleton.
From La Crosse over to Green Bay, actually.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what someone from Superior would say.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the way, like legitimately north. I'd like to hear what they have to say on this.
Like we're down in the south.
Yeah.
We're in the deep south.
We're like Tennessee to them, right?
In a lot of ways, that's true.
Jimmy, where does the deep south start in Wisconsin?
844-967-2789. We'd love to hear from you tonight. Where does up north begin?
North.
Up north. 844-967-2789. Original local music from Brad Bordini.
Show me all apologies. Make me believe what you need. When I stand you on beyond my knees. You ain't messing around, I best believe. You don't want to know what's rolling round inside this mind. Wrecking ball, I'm wrecking soul. Reconcile, I fear, I know this has little to do with you. What am I left to do but turn to you? Whittle and waste away my life. Worry of letting go consume my waking hours of the night. You don't want to know what's rolling round inside this mind. Wrecking ball, I reckon so. Reconcile, I fear I know this has little to do with you. What am I left to do but turn to you? You can't seem to see the lights dim. Well, your heart is hardening. I'll beg your pardon for the times when I took flight, dear. For a year or more, I beg you now, open the door and let me in. No need to worry, the fear of falling won't last long, my darling. Open your eyes and raise your hand. You know the simple times confuse me. Won't you use me to climb above the darkness in your mind?
Pacific Media, we are local music. What consumes me, that is Brad Bordini there. Tom from New Berlin is listening to the Shaw Rocker, and he says up north begins at Stevens Point to Wausau. Which is US 10, if I'm not mistaken.
That's kind of what you were saying.
That's what you were saying,
okay.
KJ. Yeah, exactly.
I love it when I guess right.
Thanks for listening tonight, Tom. Thanks for your input. Portage, Wisconsin has a claim to fame, and it's on their welcome sign, Portage, where the north begins. And that's because of the strip of land between the Wisconsin River and the Fox River. And who was it? The French discoverers, Jacques Marquette and Louis Juliette, discovered that area. Well, white man discovered that area in 1673. And they dubbed it the Gateway to the North or something like that. So that's pretty interesting, which is an important trade route, if you remember your history right.
Right.
Well, they just hadn't been to Hayward yet.
Well, so what would you call Park Falls?
Well, that's up by Hayward.
That's right. Okay, so yeah. That's because that's where I'm headed next week, actually. Oh, wow. For a little 4th of July
going
vacation.
Camping or what?
Going camping.
Copper Falls?
Yeah. It's a family homestead that the great grandpa Will and his wife Mary homesteaded, 100 years ago. And so the family of our generation built a cabin by hand. No running water, no electricity. And so I'm going to be roughing it for a week, but I'm going to be up north, so I'll be representing.
But cell phone access, right?
No cell phone access. It's a real live vacation, like no phones. Like you can't even try. We're going to have to do things like talk to each other. Right?
Secret spy satellite phone.
That sounds absolutely horrible to have another conversation or have a conversation with another person.
No, it's people I like, so I think it's going to be fun. But I will be up there, and when I cross all of those delineation lines, I'll think of you fondly and send you the good vibe.
I am under the opinion, since they have this sign and they have history on their sign, Portage, I guess that would be Highway 33 that would go east and west through Portage. That's the dividing line. But it's the southern part of the state, though.
Wait, so you're saying that somebody can just claim to be something and then it just is? You're just going to give it to Portage?
The French trappers named it North.
Okay.
I mean, who are we to argue with a sign and the French discoverers?
So who discovered Earth then and named it Earth?
They weren't up north.
Who made the claim, I call this Earth?
They weren't up north, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Where does up north begin? We'll let you just think about that while we listen to brand new music out of Valley Fox. These guys' catchphrase is North Folk, and they're out of Milwaukee.
Nice.
Love it.
Valley Fox on Max Inc. Radio.
found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Amelia Ford out of Green Bay, Wisconsin, which is up north, if you ask me. Amelia Ford and Hate Her. She's at Summerfest on July the 4th at Milwaukee. That's pretty cool. Rocker, you just played Summerfest, did you not?
Last night.
Wow. Nice.
How was it?
And it was awesome because, number one, Brittany Merlot, our weather.
Chief meteorologist
here. She called the weather. She said, you know, you guys should be fine. Yeah. And sure enough, the weather turned beautiful. And nice. We had a great crowd, great set. That Summerfest was just, I mean, it was pretty packed. We were getting on the way in, right? And we saw the signs that said, Summerfest parking full. And use downtown. We're like, wow, already? It's not even 4 o'clock yet.
You could take the hop over to Summerfest, can't you?
Well, not when you have a lot of equipment. Plus, we needed to get to Lot E. That's where the musician lots are. And that's all the way at the other side. So it was, you know, a little bit of traffic, but
it had to have been really comfortable weather-wise.
Oh,
I mean,
amazing.
With the breeze coming off the lake, baby.
We played there last year and it was hot as blazes, but this year, very nice.
And you opened for like REO Speedwagon or something like that, didn't you?
well, they were playing, you know, a couple hundred feet away at the amphitheater, and the Whammy stage is very close. So in some kind of ways, I guess, you know. But Super Tinker played after us and Midnight Crow, which was a really great band. They played at the end of the night.
They're out of Milwaukee. They're going to have a hard rock punk out of Milwaukee, I believe. Midnight Crow, I believe. Or in that eastern part of the state.
They're kind of a power trio, kind of a little bluesy. Kind of a little like, I don't know, maybe almost like Robin Trower-ish.
Mm-hmm. You know? M. Shell has a podcast up right now at maxincradio.com when she interviewed Midnight Crow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah, they were a good band.
Yeah.
Lots of fun.
Did you go to Summerfest, KJ?
Not this year, no.
Any big music festivals Have you checked out or?
No, not really. No, not this year. No, I feel terrible because now I should be saying, yeah, I've been to all of them and they were all great. But, you know.
I know the feeling.
I missed the Iron Plow show. So really, I may as well just like go die.
Yeah. I mean, if you miss Iron Plow at Summerfest, why is it? I mean, I missed it too. I didn't go to Summerfest. I didn't see Iron Plow there. And I'm questioning why I'm even here tonight.
I saw some guys from the Lo-Fi Killers. They were out there. They stopped out and saw them. Don Shantz, David Holt, he was out there.
Great
but
band.
Jimmy, if you want to come next week, well, you'll be here doing radio, right, on our 6th anniversary. But I'll be playing a Summerfest after party at Pauly's Club in West Allis, opening up for Conniption.
In Kansas.
Yeah, they're probably somewhere close, I'm sure. they're playing in Arkansas.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. We're asking you tonight, where does up north Wisconsin begin? Now, let's say you live in Chicago, all right? And for those people listening on the Shaw, AM 540 WAQA, you can listen to us in the North Burbs. We got a couple of people down there. What's up north to you? I would imagine, you know, if Baraboo would be up north for a Chicagoan, right?
They're probably like Rockford.
Yeah, let's go to Devil's Lake. We're going up north to Devil's Lake.
Rockford is South Wisconsin, but also up north.
Right.
my eighth grade geography teacher is rolling over in his grave right
now. Well, no, but I mean, people from Chicago probably think Rockford is up north.
Well, yeah. Right? Probably Madison starts. Is like way up north.
Oh, yeah.
So according to state cartographers, and when I was in grade school, I wanted to be a cartographer. I love maps, you know. But the geographic center of Wisconsin is near Stevens Point in Wausau along Highway 10. That is, when you're looking at the map, that is the center of Wisconsin right there.
So I could go to Stevens Point and put one foot in the north and one foot in the south. And...
Yeah, you could do that.
Okay.
I don't agree with it. Portage, in my opinion, is because they
you're
have the
sticking
sign.
With Portage.
They have the sign in the French Pen.
Yeah. You want to put some money on that?
You think people in Minneapolis think they're living in the north?
Minneapolis?
Yeah,
Minneapolis is definitely
so
the north.
So you think they're just like, yeah, we're north.
I mean, they're considered...
I don't know. I don't think so. I think people in Minneapolis think that north is norther.
That's like upper Midwest, you know, in the scale of the United States. But as far as Wisconsin, I mean, that's north of Eau Claire. Yeah, north of Eau Claire. It actually is dead west of Eau Claire, isn't it? Minneapolis?
Give or take.
Yeah.
844-967-2789. Tom in New Berlin again. He goes, birch trees. I can only imagine that's, you know, we got birch trees here in Madison. But there are a lot of birch trees up in the north.
Well, when I was a kid, if somebody said that they were going up north, they were going up to like up north to Hayward. So,
like a
but I guess that's not where
drive?
It starts. That's up north.
Hi, Max Inc. on Civic Media. Who's this?
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Yeah, Scott from Round Lake Beach, Illinois, calling.
Oh, you're not up north. You're in Illinois.
We're down south, but I have the true thing of up north. I'm 63 years old, and up north consists of Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Chippewa Falls, to Wausau, to Green Bay.
Okay. So that US 10 corridor is what you're talking about, right?
Correct, yes, because when you get up there, that's when you get Tradio Radio on. when you're listening to AM and you get Tradio Radio on, and that's up north, and then you get the death notices and the happy birthday stations and things like that, that's true up north.
Right, okay.
Great answer. So what about Portage, though? I mean, they got the sign where the porch begins.
No, Portage is like you're on your way to up north. So you got the dolls, that's all, you know.
Yeah. So they should change, Portage has changed their name from where the north begins to you're on your way where the north begins.
Pretty much, yeah. You know, another 2 hours, 3 hours, something like that, then you're on your way to the great north, yes.
Hey, man, thanks for listening. Thanks for the call. I appreciate you.
All right, thank you.
844-967-2789. Call or text us from the Civic Media app. Where does the north begin in Wisconsin? Hey, CJ from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, he's here in the studio. We're sampling some beers. homemade food, great beer, stay for the live entertainment. They're right downtown in Sun Prairie. We're going to have a chat with him. Next, it's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Wolf Lounge, Madison's east side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Wolf for the big game. The Lazy Wolf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyWolfLounge.com.
Spring is the best time to sell your home. The Madison market is hot right now, so get ahead of the spring rush and list your home today with the Aaron Weber Group. Move to Madison.com is your resource with listings updated every 15 minutes. Easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings. Aaron Weber Group makes your selling experience perfect. Move to Madison.com. Rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. Move to Madison.com. Spring is in the air.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
The next time you want a pizza, try Doughboy's Pizza in Madison, a family pizza restaurant. You can taste the difference with recipes that are over 100 years old. Located in Northgate Mall in Madison for lunch and dinner takeout or delivery to Madison's north and east sides and downtown. Search Doughboy's Pizza online or call 608-467-3017. 467-3017. Treat your family to Doughboy's Pizza Madison today.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Saturday night in Wisconsin. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Civic Media Radio Network. Original local music from Wisconsin until midnight tonight. Hey, Sarah is live in the lair tonight. I cannot wait for that. That's going to be such a fun time. And later on, Matt from Lola's High Low Lounge here in Madison is coming in. But right now, Rocker, the man, our next guest, brought us beer to drink. And I cannot thank him enough.
Jimmy, we have CJ from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. He's here. They have great beer, great food, and lots of live music there. Lots of local live music, which is pretty cool. CJ, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Thanks for having
it's
me.
It's great to see you. All right, thanks. So CJ, you've heard our question of the night
here.
Yeah,
I heard. Yes, I have.
Where does the North begin in Wisconsin for you?
For me, it's
get a little closer to that mic.
Oh, sorry. For me, it's Highway 29 that runs out of Wausau. That's east and west out of Wausau. Anything north of that is up north.
29 is a north and south highway, isn't it?
Nope, east and west.
Is it really?
Yep.
Okay.
I have in-laws that live just 45 minutes west of Wausau, so we are up there quite a bit. And yep.
All right.
29.
So you're in agreement with KJ, kind of that US 10 corridor.
Yeah, that area, Stevens Point, I think is maybe just about up north, but Wausau is about an hour north of that.
Sure.
So to me, Wausau is pretty much where it starts.
You realize you just made everybody in Portage, Wisconsin very angry.
And living in the South.
Right. Well, maybe they're happy to live in the South. I don't know.
CJ from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, you brought some beers in for us. But before we get to the beers, let's talk about the food offering at Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, because you guys have a great scratch kitchen where you make stuff from scratch. It's good stuff. What are you making these days that you're really excited about that people are grooving on?
Well, since we've opened, we've had a wood-fired pizza oven. You know, we make tons and tons of wood-fired pizzas. Yeah. Fish fry is always big. It's pretty elevated pub grub that we have. And we run some kind of weekly feature. Well, probably 2 or 3 weeks we'll run them for feature menu sort of items that just extended specials. Those are the sorts of things where we can get more, we can get more of the creative sort of things going on.
What do you mean by elevated? Elevated pub grub.
Elevated pub grub. Just you know, we do cheeseburgers, we do smash burgers, that sort of thing. But it, you know, we do our little twist on it and make them a little more creative and a little more interesting, I think, than maybe what you'd normally get. But there are a lot of people that come in and they want just a cheeseburger. They want sausage and pepperoni pizza. So,
like, but a good stuff. Cheeseburger, like, matters.
Yes, it does. Yeah, like, if you're going to make a burger, a cheeseburger, it should be
make
one
it a good
just,
one.
Yeah, really want to wolf it down. So.
Yeah, like, have good French fries. Yes. You know, like, things like that. Like, yeah, you're going to eat it with your hands, but you want it, you want this, you want to go,
Yeah, I'll say, like, our French fries, we hand cut all of our fries.
Yes.
The process to make those fries is like a several day sort of like blanching and and par baking, you know, like frying.
Do you leave the skins on?
We do.
Oh, yeah. I love those.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm glad you brought beer, but now I want food, too.
Yeah.
And should have stopped by and grabbed some fries on my way, too. Yeah.
And one of my favorite things of, about Full Mile is the location, like where you eat, right? And they have this beautiful patio outside. That's when I love to go fish fry outside with good beer.
Yeah, this time of year, that patio gets full pretty quick.
I bet.
When it's not raining and not 100 degrees out, but
As far as the beef, where do you get the beef from? Like, what kind of beef are you using?
We're right now we're getting from what supply? We've used a few different suppliers right now. Right now, I think we're going through one of our main suppliers, I believe Martin Brothers.
Okay.
I think.
But you also have a lot of local ingredients in
try
the menu.
To. Yeah, we do try to as much as we can. When we first opened, we had more certainly, and as we kind of got busier and busier, certain like smaller local places couldn't necessarily keep up with the volume that we needed, so we had to look outside of that a little bit.
Right,
we try as much as we can. Yeah,
nice. Now let's talk a little bit about your beer.
Yes,
right.
Yes.
We were hoping Brewmeister Bill might come around, but we got you, CJ.
Yeah,
I was nice. I was trying, the first thing I tried was the sun-crushed Hefeweizen, and I loved reading this description because I didn't know how to think about that beer. There's so many weird tastes, but bubblegum, banana, and clove.
Yeah.
And I was like, that exactly describes that beer, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It really does. As soon as you said bubblegum, because I just took a drink of that, and yes, bubblegum, and yes.
Yeah, there's a sweetness to it, but not too much.
No.
It's just right.
I mean, I've always thought that Hefeweizen had that kind of bubblegummy flavor, but I never was like going to say, it tastes like bubblegum. I thought, I mean, that would be offensive or something, right? You know what I mean? But there it is right on the can. I'm just there it is. Yeah. That's it. That's exactly what it is.
We take it as a compliment if you say it tastes like bubblegum.
Yeah, and the banana too. Like, you know, I didn't think it when I sipped it, but then as soon as you read that, I was like, ding, yep, banana.
Yeah, it was the perfect description. Hey, that's what you get for reading the can.
What's the story behind the Hefeweizen? I mean, I love it when the story's behind a half of. I love a good German beer.
Yeah, it's that style goes back way back. And when we opened, we knew we wanted to brew a really good German wheat beer, Hefeweizen. We bought kind of specialized brewing equipment to be able to do a better version of that sort of beer. And then the yeast that we're using really is that's where you get all that bubblegum, clove. It's a real yeast-driven beer, not a IPA where it's hops are the real, you know, what you're really tasting. In this beer, it's 50% malted wheat, 50% Pilsner malt, and yeast, essentially, this German Hefeweizen yeast.
My gosh, that's awesome. CJ from Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie here. The coffee beer.
Oh, the KJ. Coffee beer. Oh, the second you crack the can open and pour it into a cup, you get the coffee.
Yeah.
And then you look at it and you're like, you know, you expect it to be like a dark brown, you know, color. And but it's not. It just looks like beer. So it's your eyes and your nose are like, wait a minute. And then you taste it and then it all makes sense.
If I was doing a blind taste test and if I tasted the coffee...
Lazy Bones.
Lazy Bones. I would think there would be a dark beer.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's slightly lighter than an amber, I think is about how we described it.
Ale. Yeah.
How do you infuse the coffee taste inside the beer?
Yeah, it's a good question. So it's a cream ale base beer. We brew a beer called Cromulent, which is a it's the cream ale base, and we take half of a batch or roughly half of a batch of that and add, like, keg that off and make that just this cromulent. The other half of the batch, we have a special kind of keg. We put a Rusty Dog coffee from here in Madison.
Yeah.
We use their beans, and it's probably in the neighborhood of maybe 10 pounds of beans for 150 gallons or thereabouts of beer. And the beer just kind of sits on those beans, kind of gets roused and recirculated over those coffee beans.
Do they grind them up?
We don't.
Or are they whole beans?
Yeah, so we're... Lately, we've been using just whole beans, and we've actually gotten almost better coffee flavor. Mm. Originally, we were kind of cracking them lightly. Not like a fine crush, but like a real, real light crack of the bean just to open it up a little bit. We've gone to just whole beans now, and I think it's made the beer a little bit better, actually.
Interesting.
Does caffeine come into the beer at that point?
Yeah, we've never gotten it like tested in a lab to see how much caffeine is in it, but there's I would imagine there's got to be a little bit in there, but it's got to be a pretty small amount.
Grandma's on the ceiling. this is good. Grandma's on the ceiling.
Woo, there she goes.
You know, this beer would be perfect for like a tailgate here in Madison before the Badger game. With some Bloody Marys.
I've seen it used as a chaser for a Bloody or something. Yeah.
And it's called Lazy Bones, right?
Yeah, that's perfect, right? Yeah.
Well, how about Bill's Pils? It's a German Pilsner. It tastes really good. I like this, too. And it's you know, getting down to just kind of everyday kind of beer, right?
Yeah, it's a little bit more, you know, it's probably a little hoppier than something. Well, it is a little hoppier than like a Bud Light or a Miller Light or something like that. But, you know, it is pretty much beer. Flavored beer,
and it's 5.3%, so it's a little higher.
Yeah, it's a little bit, but it's not, you know, a double IPA 8% sort of thing. German, like very German hops, very German malt that we use in that. German yeast again too. Kind of all German ingredients except the water, pretty much is Sun Prairie water.
Now I saw on these cans, right? Mm. It says handcrafted beer. And I was wondering if you could tell me, like, I mean, you know, you see that so often, really, you know, massively produced products, what handcrafted is. What does handcrafted mean to you in Full Moon?
Well, it's very handcrafted, like, just from a, like, production standpoint. You know, we've got one guy making our beer. We're crushing the grain ourselves. It's a small brewing system. It's 10-barrel brewing system. We make 300 gallons at a shot, which is kind of small by comparison to some other breweries, much larger breweries out there. We're pretty small. There's no automation in that thing. He's not pushing buttons to make beer. He's dragging hoses and working up a sweat. And it's probably not the most comfortable brewery to work in the summertime back there.
It gets warm.
It's a little warm.
Yeah, okay. You know, and I guess that maybe doesn't necessarily make it handcrafted, but it kind of adds.
He kind of earned the title.
Some sweat involved. Sweat
for real.
And this is Bill. This is Bill's Pils. Yep. I love that there's a real Bill.
There's a real Bill, and he makes a Pils. We drink it.
Bill, we love you.
Yep, it's good stuff.
Love your beer. Full Mile Beer Company, 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. Such a beautiful downtown area to be part of too. And the food, the beer is going to be fresh. The food's going to be handcrafted. It's going to be awesome. Let's talk about the live music offering that you guys have coming up. You have a bunch of events. You typically have live music on what night?
Saturdays. We do like every other Saturday, roughly speaking. And then we'll throw in a Thursday show here and there. We've got actually a couple of Wednesday shows, which are coming up. We had one last month. We're going to have another one again this in July here.
Nice.
But Saturdays and occasional Thursday for the most part.
You got the Hi-Fi Comet tonight.
Yeah, pretty quick.
I don't know them. Who are they?
So local band I've not had them play at our place either before, but they had reached out a while ago. And I've listened to some, you know, watched some videos of their stuff. Good stuff. It sounds like they've, you know, the guys in the band, it's a trio. Like vintage R&B sort of stuff.
Stand-up bass player.
Yeah, stand-up bass, right? Yep. So they're, you know, they've been around for a long time. Steve Mallon is one of the guys, and Gordo G is another guy. I don't know him personally, but I'm going to try to catch part of that show here this evening when I get done with this.
And they're starting pretty soon. You also got the Roscoe Theory coming up on Saturday, July 13th, and it looks like The Carlos Cats on Wednesday, July 17th.
Yeah, that's a good story. That's a group of local Sun Prairie high schoolers that are in the jazz band.
Oh, fantastic.
So they reached out to us, I don't know, several months back and just wondered if there was any interest in us having them play. And we're like, yeah, that'd be kind of cool. You know, we typically don't do a lot of jazz stuff because on a Saturday night we want something a little more up-tempo. But these guys, they're very talented kids, and just a handful of them. And, we had them in the middle of last month on a Wednesday. They're coming in again here on the 13th, the 17th, right?
Yep.
So,
and then Real Roots Rockers are the next night, right?
Yeah, on the 18th. A Thursday night. Yeah, one of those Thursday night shows. One of the kind of rare reggae bands you can find around Madison nowadays.
Yeah, they're like a six-piece roots rock reggae band.
Yep.
So playing originals and covers.
Yeah,
so that's
they're
pretty
good.
Cool.
Yeah, they're very good. Yeah, yep. And we had them in, I think once, at least once, maybe twice now. This might be their third show.
Yaman.
Awesome. Exactly. Yeah.
Full Mile Beer Company. You can check the Facebook page for all the events coming up at Full Mile Beer Company. You can also go to the website. It is fullmilebeercompany.com. Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I was looking to confirm myself before I said it. The beer is awesome, man. Thank you for bringing it in.
You're welcome.
Yeah, thank you.
Love the coffee. Love the Hefeweizen. So good. Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen, downtown Sun Prairie. Look them up right now at fullmilebeercompany.com and stop in and say hi and say hello to CJ, the brewmeister.
Yeah,
and Bill,
brewmeister
of course.
Bill,
yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Thanks, CJ. Appreciate your support,
you
man.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks.
These guys are going to be at the Full Mile Beer Company soon. It's The Rascal Theory. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Thank you.
said blue.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. The Rascal Theory and Gypsy Blues. You can see them at the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie next week. And thanks to CJ for coming in. Appreciate the beer. Appreciate the support. Thank you very much. Wait, we got a double dip. Two in a row from Parker Burrow. They're coming to Atwood Fest. We'll have details about that. And we're still taking your questions about where does Up North begin?
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
Photographs, paperwork, and stories about the LGBTQ plus movement in our state now being collected for the Wisconsin First Archive Project. It's a new effort to preserve and celebrate the history and national legacy of Wisconsin as the first state to prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation. Organizers say providing this history in one place will improve awareness and keep these memories alive. The effort is being led by Our Lives Media, a Madison-based nonprofit, which will offer a free online archive. It's a proud moment during this Pride Month to remember the fight for equal rights includes equality for all. I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and always streaming on the Civic Media app.